This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It was the weekend of Soto BT going into the Subway Series, and it was that way throughout. And then obviously today we're breaking it down. And I don't know, man. All I can tell you is how I feel emotionally. And a big part of me prior to last night's game, you know how I felt about Soto going into the weekend. But even before last night's game, I was like, all right, even if the Mets lose this, still they leave with Soto, which I know bothers a lot of Yankee fans, which is why they're chanting the stuff that they were for, you know, three straight days about it. But the way that Soto looked this weekend, and then the stuff afterward, I don't want to use the word concerned, but I just don't feel, I'm not feeling it from a Mets fan perspective. As a broadcaster, you can analyze it, and we all see that he's not himself. From a Mets fan perspective, I don't feel like he loves being a Met just yet. And there's all that stuff that's been circulating dating back to the spring. That's what bothers me the most. Like, I can't even sit here and have fun and joke around and be like, yeah, all right, you guys won two out of three, but we got Soto. Because right now, I wanted him. It's to your point before when you asked me the question, would I do it over again? Mm-hmm. And I would for the symbolic stuff, but I need, at some point, Juan Soto's got to start having impactful moments. And I'm already shocked that we're here in mid to late May and he still hasn't had his impact on the Mets season.
I want to know who's going to talk to him. Forget about making him comfortable as a New York Met. Who's going to actually talk to him and say, bud, you got to play a little harder? There were multiple examples, and not just the ground ball up the middle where DJ LeMahieu ranged to his right, made a good play, threw him out of first base when we touched on that before, 2-2 game of the eighth inning. I think he would have clearly been saved. Some people don't see it that way. I count that at least 11 steps before he started to run, whatever. But it was a horrible look. What about the bloop double by Aaron Judge that banged into out of bounds? Yeah, I don't think he could have caught
me
it.
Me neither. That's
I don't. But you could try to lay out. You could try to do something. You could at least get there and give yourself a chance. And how about last night throwing to the wrong base? I mean, on the plate, on the ball to right field, he threw it to second. Luckily, Lindor was able to get back and snatch it. But they are setting up for a play at home, and this guy's throwing to second base that's unoccupied.
It instead of, because there's a part of me, you know, I mean, if you listen to the show enough, or you know me enough to where, like, there's a part of me that a lot of these things would make me angry and I'd go nuts. I'm more like crushed by this. I'm not angry at him. I'm more like, what? Like, what is going on? Where in the world is Juan Soto? This ain't him. Mm. And then you could say, like, I didn't even think twice about the play, the double in right field corner with Judge. Like, I just don't expect it. That's not his strength. But I do remember him diving quite a bit with the Yankees last year to a point where, remember, he almost hurt his wrist early on in the year.
Yeah.
So it's not like he can't go max effort or dive or have his head in the game. I think he's a high IQ baseball player. We saw a little bit of that on the base pass this weekend, but he's just, look, in any walk of life, you know the difference when you're feeling good about yourself and when you're not.
I agree with that. The mind is the most powerful tool in the body.
Whether it could be an outfit that you like that makes you feel good,
uh-huh.
Whether it's a song you hear that puts you in a right mood.
I know.
And then quite the opposite, whether it's, the shirt's too tight, I don't feel like myself.
Yeah.
Or you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you stress about other stuff, like, so
that's true.
And he's not feeling himself.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what the problem is. But that, and I don't believe it's because of his frustrations at the plate. I believe it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I believe it's he's not feeling himself, you know, chicken or the egg. I believe because he's not feeling himself, the results aren't there versus, well, he's not feeling himself because the results aren't there.
Dude, I think that applies to every aspect of life. How you look, it's funny, I talk to the kids a lot. We had a game last night. We had two games, right? In between games, we had a little delay, pizza, whatever. Umpire wasn't there.
But night games?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was recording on the first couple of innings. First pitch was at 4:15,
well,
whatever.
Sunday night, double dip for you.
Well, because a lot of the kids play on other teams, so we have to play this particular league on Sunday night when the other league's championship. So it's more of a logistical thing, right? Anyway, long story short, we were talking, and I've never really talked to Colt about this. I've never really talked to my team about this. One of our kids got hit, and Colt said, you know, tell the kids when you got hit against Iona. I was telling him that story years ago. I guess hit 92 mile per hour. I couldn't bend my arm, whatever. And it hurt like hell. And I was telling the kids, I'm like, guys, one thing, maybe because they're so young, I've never tapped into this with them. I said, one thing, like, we understand failure. Like, baseball's hard, dude. And I told him, I said, there were times, unfortunately, too much for me, too many, where you could have left me in the batter's box in college for an hour. I wasn't walking away with a hit. No matter, you can tell me what's coming. Right. Like, my mind was such a mess for different reasons I won't bore you or the audience with. But that, like, loosely translated to Juan Soto, he's not comfortable. And his swings or his takes against Max Fried were very awkward. He just looks like he's not seeing the ball. I don't know, like, if he should just do a shuffle to kind of snap himself back into mental. Like, I don't, but then if it's hollow and he's not feeling it. See, to me, the shuffle is a byproduct of feeling so locked in that I can do this because I know I got you.
Yes.
I know. And if you try to do it and try to manufacture that confidence and then it doesn't work, now the hole could get bigger. So I don't really know what the answer for him is.
And one of the reasons
why... But I can tell you could start by playing harder. That I can tell you. That's a pretty good starting point in sports. Yeah. Play harder.
Fair enough, because that doesn't take anything other than effort, which everybody should be able to give. You brought up the point before. It's not like, I know it's so long ago now, it feels like it's never happened to you, but it's not like Juan Soto has not been himself with the Mets at all. Now, I can't definitively say, well, that would eliminate the idea of him signing with the Mets or having a regret, because we saw the Soto shuffle, we saw the head nods, we saw it earlier on in the year. It was there. What happened from there that led to the months or however long it's been now without that shuffle or that swag or that confidence? What has led to that? And even with that, BT, we're saying that, like, to me, you don't have, if you don't have true confidence, you're not out there messing around with the Yankee fan tipping the cap or all that, or even what he did in right field, faking to throw the ball. Like, he's still, by nature, he is a confident individual.
Yeah.
And he's still hitting the ball hard on occasion.
No, he is.
But something is just off where I don't think he's truly feeling himself or his current environment.
Well, that's the money question. And listen, we could debate this all day.
Yeah.
We don't know the root of that uncomfortability. Is it because baseball's hard? Is it because he's getting to learn his new teammates? Well, he didn't know the Yankee teammates when he came over here. He looked pretty comfortable day one last year. Is it because he truly misses the Yankees or laments the decision that at least for 5 years he's a Met? It's a little early to say that, but I don't think you could rule anything. He just doesn't look like he's enjoying himself.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Jay is in Chester, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Great stuff. I called a couple of months ago real quick. The next time the Mets and Yankees play, I would love to you two guys do a viewing party, you know, at a bar or something. I think it'd be pretty cool.
A viewing
just
party?
Just hang out with you guys and watch. Yeah,
we're nice, Jay. Yeah, we'll do. I mean, we've done some stuff. We got to get out there more and do that, because I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Viewing party here.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
All right. So this is. I'm sorry, Sal, but this is for both of you guys, and you know, we're gonna beat this to death with Soto. Okay. What I don't get with him is he's such a phenomenal hitter. He's a big dude. He works out. All of that stuff is great. But then you come to the mind stuff, and Sal, this is probably for your opinion on this. He was traded from the Nationals. He went to the Padres. The Padres traded him to the Yankees. He had a fantastic year last year because he was in his contract year. I don't want to go overboard. I want this guy to produce. You know, the Mets as a team are not hitting, and that doesn't help his mind either. So there's got to be somebody out there that can help him. He's young. He's got tremendous pop in his bat. something is off. Something is off.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys should think about that.
I think you're right, Jay, and thank you for the call. I personally, again, not that I'm going to try to be the savior here. I know it sounds delusional, but I really would just like to go or have somebody that feels the same way that I do talk to him. I don't believe the right way to do it is Starling Marte, what Andy Martino wrote in SNY.TV. You should check it out in case you haven't. And it just shows you some insight to clearly they're acknowledging, or at least Marte did, acknowledging that Soto doesn't feel comfortable just yet. And Marte's trying to show him what the Mets do. I would prefer letting Juan Soto do what Juan Soto does. And if for whatever reason, in the example that Andy was writing about, that Marte was talking about, was the Mets after they hit home run pose for the camera, if Juan Soto doesn't feel like posing for the camera, I don't care. Then don't pose for the camera. I would want to reassure him. And I'm sure many people in the organization, I would think, have like, hey, man, whatever you need, we got you. Don't worry about it. But you know, BT, in that clubhouse, you're going to have certain factions, even the most successful and the greatest chemistry. Like, certain guys are going to hang together. Other guys will hang together. So I don't know the dynamics of that clubhouse. I'm not there. I mean, I talk to a lot of people who are sometimes, and we can read the stuff from people who are there. But I don't think it's that Soto's a bad guy. I don't think it's that he's unhappy. I just think that there's something going on where he's really not feeling comfortable being himself. I don't know if that's because certain players are trying to make him feel like what the Mets did prior to his arrival, and he feels the need to acquiesce, or because he doesn't feel... I don't know, but ultimately it's got to be on him to just say, hey, here's who I am, and this is what I'm going to do. And that's all that I want from Juan Soto.
Okay, so if he was walking into a locker room, the first name that came to my mind, even though he's no longer with us, it's totally different, is Bobby Knight. Like, if he was walking into a Bobby Knight... buttoned up, I'm the boss, and that doesn't exist anymore. But then I could see him having a rough time transitioning because he was boys with Glaber, he got along well with Judge, like they had a good vibe on the Yankees last year, and now he's coming into this Mets, even though in this alternate universe, this stuffy, old school, regimented. To me, the Mets were like a party last year.
It'd be the opposite.
What are we talking about? It's not like they're so buttoned up that he's like, oh my God, I can't even like do my shuffle. I feel like I got to walk on eggshells around here. These guys were dancing. They're singing. They're doing videos after games. They got Grimace out there hopping along. They got dancers on the dugout. They got Mrs. Met having a fun with Mr. Met. Like, the Mets have fun. So I don't understand why he... That's why I think it's an excuse.
Does he think that they're too much fun? We brought this up earlier, but there is...
Because they played so well to start the year. The fun did not impact the performance. If they were sitting here and they were 20 and 29, and then maybe say, well, it's a little loose here, not buttoned up enough, Soto wants more professionalism. That can't apply now. They're the best record of baseball.
I understand that, but maybe he's the type of guy that wants more... professional. Again, I'm not knocking the Mets. I think you should be having fun. I think that that's a big key to having success, is having more fun. But if Soto himself, I was watching a clip before on social media. I forget the exact podcast. It was Chris Rose. I think he's with John Boy now.
Was this when Soto celebrated the home run and looked at the Yankee dugout? Because I saw something from Chris Rose as well.
This is a current thing. Chris Rose and Trevor Plouffe, I think, for John Boy Media. I forget the name of the podcast. And they were Trevor Plouffe, I think, and it said that Soto looked like it was Chris Rose who said it, either one. They said that Soto looked like it was too cool for school.
I saw that.
Type stuff.
I did see that as well.
And that to me, okay, now maybe I didn't necessarily get that feel, but I understand why they were trying to say that. So, and that's why I say, like, is the Mets fun? It's not that it's a bad thing for the Mets or the organization. It sounds like ridiculous that it would even be perceived as negative. But if Juan Soto has that mentality of like, he's all business, he's all professional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And buttoned up, and maybe the environment that is created is one of fun and enjoyment, and maybe he doesn't know how to allow himself to be comfortable.
He better get over it, because
I don't know, dude.
The Mets have some good dudes on that team. Like, Lindor's a good guy. Pete's a little goofy. Pete's a good guy.
And they have fun, and they're accountable and honest with each other.
I could see McNeil being a little, maybe a little aloof. Well, maybe that's unfair to him.
They even make fun of him, calling him Happy Jeff sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. Like, that's why it's not like he walked into a situation that is so counter to what he was in. Yeah, the history of the Yankees, more buttoned up and more conservative. That's why I use the Brooks brother, you know, navy blue suit with the little faint pinstripes and the very benign tie and the crisp white shirt. You know, and that's the Yankees. But the Yankees have even changed over the years. Like, the beard policy's gone. You know, a lot of these guys, Jazz has a ton of swag, and even Torres, guys who are here. Like, guys walked around with drip, and they were allowed to be themselves. So I just don't buy it that it's not... that the Mets are too loose, or that makes no sense to me.
Right, because it's not like they're not allowing him to be himself. So why doesn't he feel comfortable fully being? How could an answer? And Will Salmon was on this a couple weeks ago. How could an answer to the question, "Hey, where's the Soto shuffle?" be like, it's coming at some point soon. You'll know. Like that. That to me doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That is you, Juan Soto. That shuffle is you.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah. What is? Hey, look, maybe he's just in deep thought about the decision that he made. Maybe he's feeling a part of, I don't know, dude, any kind of commitment for 15 years, a long commitment. Like, till death do us part.
Yeah,
I don't think about the sound of that, but sometimes I'm reminded of it by my wife, and it's like, after death? Like, two? You know what I mean? Like, isn't it enough just to till death do us part? Like, she wants after death, and I'm like, it's a big commitment. I love you, but that's a big, any kind of big commitment. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to relate to you when you die.
I mean, it's your silver lining, buddy.
It's
feel
eternal.
Better about yourself.
You mean this is forever and ever eternal?
It won't be if they don't get the nickname at the wedding next week, game six, game five.
So, yeah, like, I get it's a big commitment. It's a big life thing, and he's in the very early stages, which is why ultimately, like, we're talking about it today, sure. Ultimately, I believe everything's going to be fine. I think he'll figure it out. Now, I'm not as comfortable or confident that that's going to happen sooner than later anymore. Maybe it is just 1 year. Maybe it takes a little while to get active. I don't know, dude. I'm just saying. But
yeah, no, I hear you.
I do think eventually it's coming.
Do you think, this is maybe symbolic of absolutely nothing here, but since we're looking at so many different angles, do you think that the shuffle was, he did it more than, with more frequency the last couple of years, because that was Boris's way of, hey, listen, there's not many hitters that can capture the imagination of a fan. Like, it's adding a non-quantifiable aspect to his contractual pursuits, if you know what I mean. I'm just thinking out of the box. Like that was like a, I don't want to say premeditated or preordained, whatever. But like the more he's bouncing around the batter's box, the more Scott Boras could say, hey, my man sells tickets.
Yeah,
and now that he got the contract, he's not bouncing around the box. I don't really believe that. I'm just looking for reasons why he looks miserable. I'm not even going to say he doesn't look happy. He's starting to look miserable.
What about, we've heard a lot of the Soto perspective, but what about other guys maybe not warming up to him because of the special treatment he gets? Now, I don't know
that. You mean the suites and,
Yeah, well, when you hear about a private jet for his family and
they were talking about that this morning.
Okay.
Boomer and Joe, we tried to find that. There's no, like, public confirmed whatever that they actually had.
They mentioned it during the game. Yeah, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I know Carl did. I know they're going to take the private jet up to Boston.
All right, well, whatever.
Is that every game? I mean, jeez.
I don't know. I guess sometimes the family, but maybe a part of it is he's feeling like, I don't want to say feels bad, but if it's, hey, he's the only one who's getting the special treatment and he's not contributing, maybe that's a fact. Dude, I don't know. I'm tired of playing psychiatrist.
What's the expiration point on this? To me, that's the most interesting question. Number one, how do we feel about this now? Number two, from your perspective, and Met fans, what's the expiration point on us diagnosing if he's happy or trying to? Did he make the wrong decision? Where's the shuffle? Like, how? I'll talk about it forever because it's a big story. And I personally don't miss him, but really, how long do we go with this? Like,
until he starts producing, or it changes. Yeah.
Wow. I would think that would be the answer because you can't just talk about somebody every day leading up to the decision, and then once the Mets get him and take him from the Yankees, talk about it every day, and then suddenly things go a little bit awry, and you say, "Well, it's not a big deal. We're just going to put this in the side of the room." This was story A.
Yeah, and also it's not us just making it up. Obviously, multiple stories have come out about it. I read you the quotes from Bob Clappish and NJ.com today, so it's a lot of stuff there. Dom is in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Dom?
Hey, first time, long time, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm a Yankee fan. I watched a lot of Soto last year. And a few things that I'm seeing that I feel like everyone's touching on. Number one main thing, his strike zone is off. I don't know if you noticed that lately, but I feel like he's looking at the umpire and questioning some calls that are, you know, not clear as day, but they're definitely balls. And I feel like it's kind of a confidence thing. The other thing, I wonder how much of that is related to his contract and just not being motivated, you know?
I can't dump that at his doorstep. I get it. It's a fair. Anytime somebody signs a massive contract and there's an immediate droppage in performance, it's a fair question. I'm not going to saddle that with him. It's too early. I think it's unfair. I think he's too much of a professional. I believe he's got too much professional pride to want to be great and to be uniquely great at certain aspects of hitting. But if it keeps going on, especially I believe in Clappish's article, that there was a whisper that maybe he's not in great shape.
Yeah.
Right? I think he looks actually stronger than he did a year ago with the Yankees. But
something about the belly.
Something about the belly. Okay.
I can read the exact.
Now, if that remains around, like a conditioning aspect, that would be different. That's not centrally on my mind, but no, I don't think he just checked out of wanting to be great once he signed that contract.
Me neither. If anything, I think the contract is potentially doing harm in the pressure that it brings. Not that he doesn't care. And I also disagree about Soto not feeling the strike zone. He did have four walks over the course of the weekend. So he was on base five times out of his, 14 plate appearances. Again, I don't get nuts about the walks.
No, we're reaching there, boy. No, about 3:30?
But to start questioning his his eye or the strike zone, he did argue a little bit last night, but that home plate umpire was awful, so I actually thought Soto was in the right for questioning that call.
I feel like he's always had conversation with the umps.
Yeah,
and
I didn't
see him arguing with umps. You saw the little interaction. He did that with the Yankees last year, too.
Yeah, you're wrong. I know if that was a strike or not. The problem's not his eye. It's his bat. But we look forward. Get set for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals coming up on Wednesday night. Can't wait for that. We said it earlier. For me, there's no team that I'd rather face in the Eastern Conference Finals than the Pacers. Chance at some revenge, immediate revenge from last year. Not that I would be afraid of the Cavs, but I do like this matchup better from a Knicks perspective as well. And before you respond to that, quote I just saw from Jalen Brunson, which is why I love him even more, and it plays to the part that we were talking about the Knicks and the fans celebrating, the fans celebrating in the streets afterward. Brunson says, "It was very important and great for the fans to have our backs and celebrate the way that they did. But for us, we know there's a long way to go. We don't really look at it as an accomplishment. It's just the next step. We're grateful, we're thankful, but we know there's a long way to go."
Yeah, it's funny because we were watching I was watching the whole game in my yard. Yep. And then Jenna, the kids came home from movie night at the school. Remember I sent you the picture?
Yes.
Okay. So we all watched the last quarter or so, even though it was a wrap and it was a rout. And when I knew that they'd be home on time, like I kind of hit pause. Then I went to the Yankee Met game, and then as soon as they walked in the backyard, put some more wood on the fire, whatever, hung out a little bit more, watched it together as a family to enjoy it first time in 25 years. And I remember saying, vaguely remember because your partner was having a good time that night, but I remember saying, man, look at how classy and look how focused Jalen Brunson is in the on-court interview.
Yeah.
Like, he's not taking the bait. He's not overly celebrating. He is focused. I was pointing this out to my kids. There's more work to be done. Enjoy the moment. But whatever. A little bit of a life lesson there in humility, too. And it is astonishing how he is he never deviates from his personality. He doesn't shy away from taking the big shot. But he doesn't ever morph into something that he's not. He is truly true to himself, and it's amazing.
And completely comfortable within himself. God, I love him. That's why I said a while ago, I think we had this conversation dating back to last year, where we know he's not the best player in the league. I still would not trade him for anybody else. And here we are. Dude, 8 more wins. I hesitate to say this, but he might surpass Mark Messier. If Jalen Brunson delivers an NBA championship to the Knicks?
Yeah.
You've seen what they're doing in the streets here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to minimize hockey or Messier, who I love, but I'm talking about the GOATs. Like, Jalen Brunson not only gets in that conversation with Eli or Messier.
Reggie.
Dude, he might surpass them.
I mean, the thing with Messier is obviously the guarantee and dropping a hat trick. So,
all right, but let's see how it plays out. There's 8 more games to go.
I just don't think he's going to ever drop a guarantee. But no, I get it. Listen, are there more basketball fans than hockey fans in New York? I feel pretty comfortable saying that. No disrespect to hockey.
And at the very least, we're all together.
Yes.
The majority are together with the Knicks.
Yeah, and you've got the hockey split with the Devils, yep, and the Owls. Clearly, I think that, you know, one of the things about Jalen's personality, just back to that for a moment, is it is fully authentic. And one of my knocks, and not to turn this into a negative, but one of my beefs is a little strong, but I guess whatever, I'll use beefs with Jeter back in the day, is that I thought he was intentionally bland, and I thought he was in Derek's humble as well. So I'm not trying to turn this into a knock Derek thing, but you can see that there's a lot more to Derek, whether it was the captain, the series, or him goofing around with Big Poppy. I think the Jalen Brunson that we see on camera is always that guy. And I feel like Derek intentionally suppressed some of his personality, and that kind of bothered me. No, this is Jalen Brunson, and this is his chance to, you know, author a story that has not been written in a long time. Whether he surpasses Messier, whether he surpasses Clyde Frazier or Jeter as a player or Mo or, you know, Seaver back in the day with the 69 Mets or any other great player, that's to be debated. But the fact that he's in a position to do it after where the Knicks were for all these years is astounding.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to the calls we go. Talking Subway Series with Vinny on Long Island. What's up, Vin?
Vin!
Hey, guys. What's going on? Great show as always.
Thank you.
So listen, a couple of quick things before my Yankee pitching point. I think this guy who's getting married, he better pray for a sweep, baby. He just better pray for a sweep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, listen, I'm not getting greedy. I'm not getting greedy. I actually think the Knicks are going to win it in five. They're going to win the first three, and they're going to lose game four, and they're going to come back home and win it. That's my prediction. But we'll see what happens when we get there, one game at a time. And also, did you guys, before I get to my last point, did you guys happen to see Cat get the ovation at Yankee Stadium last night?
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Let me tell you that if he – that's not because they won. That's because of the performance that he put out in that last game. He needs to take that, embrace that, and roll with that to say, this is what we're going to be like with you in the next series and ongoing. So keep doing what you're doing.
Vinny, go ahead, finish your last point. I'll get back to that. Go ahead, finish up, Vin.
Last point real quick. I know how important Yankee pitching is, and who knows what's going to happen with Cole next year, and who knows what happens going to be with Heal. They're not going to be able to get through the to the playoffs with just Freeze. It's not going to happen. I know how important the farm system is. Just throwing this out there. If by some chance the idiots in Pittsburgh decide to want to get rid of Skeens, would you put Unger in a package to get him?
If Skeens is available, Vinny, and thank you for the call, I don't care who it is, you're doing it. You go give up whatever it takes to get him. Yankees trying to win a World Series now. I don't care. Unger, whoever.
Lombard.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. It sounds great now. What are we going to do? No, sit on our hands and wait for it to play out again? How'd the Volpe thing work out? I know everybody likes Volpe's defense right now, but they could have had Luis Castillo. What if they would have won a championship by trading for Luis Castillo a few years ago? Volpe is nowhere near... Anthony Volpe may be a good pro. He may be solid, good kid, great defensive player.
Great kid, self-motivated.
He's not even remotely close to where the expectations were for Anthony Volpe coming into his big league career.
I agree with that. I've said that many times. Now, there's slight growth, and they're like the numbers justify that. You know, he's on base a little bit more, average a little bit higher. I'm on the record with that for a long time. And by the way, let's say like Luis Heal doesn't come back this year, or he does and he's average. Yanks could have had Kyle Tucker. The point that you're making is when you have a chance to make that move, you do it and you worry about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because eventually Stanton's contract will be gone and DJ will be off the books and you'll be able to, and even Gerrit Cole will be off the books, you'll be able to reset some things. All right. So his point about Cat, great ovation. And that was not an ovation like, hey, let's put a Nick up on the screen.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to the Eastern Conference. That was, you have finally earned the stripe that we needed to give you. And that's what I said to start the show. You know, not that I'm the stripe police here, but as a New York Knick, more than any other, I guess Yankees in October as well, but there's something about the Knicks and there's something about playing hard and playing fierce basketball in these months. And you got to be old enough to remember it, but if you are, you know. And to me, I use the word intentions. The first thing I said to start the show, the intention that he came out with, the first possession, going to the rim, aggressive, decisive, assertive. And it wasn't 39 points and 17 rebounds and 5 blocks. But to me, Josh Hart's energy gives the Knicks a chance to compete almost any night against anybody. What he showed, what he admitted energy-wise and passion-wise, back to Cat, is what could elevate the Knicks to a championship team. Josh Hart can't do anything else. Like, he can't do a somersault as he gets a rebound. Like, he gives you max effort every single play, every single night. Cat's the guy who had room to grow and raise the ceiling of effort. And you play like that every night, Knicks are winning the championship.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. BT and Sal on The Fan. We're talking both Subway Series and Juan Soto and, of course, the Knicks. Joe is in the Bronx talking about the Knicks. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call. One thing I realized this weekend is the only thing quieter than the Celtics offense is
That's how you did end the show on Friday there, Sal. I heard a little. He goes, can I get the last word? I say, go for it. This is how we ended the show on Friday.
Soto. And then you started it with that today, which is perfect. Know. Go ahead, Joe. I'm here to take my lumps. I was wrong about Soto. He broke my heart.
He didn't hit 5 home runs this weekend and have 11 RBIs.
I mean, my God, can he even have 5 hits? And thank you for the call, Joe. That was well done. You know, BT, I was thinking about it, and we'll finish up here on the phones here. As I was listening back to that segment. You know how much I love Soto and wanted Soto. You know more than anybody because you sit here with me 5 days a week, 4 hours a day.
I'm aware.
It's not out of nowhere. This was the one guy that I couldn't wait for the Mets to go get against all odds, and they got him. And then I couldn't wait for it to get started because I knew he was going to be a beast the second he set foot on a field as a New York Met. And now we've seen this. Now, this is a different type of disappointment. You know, it's not a series loss or anything like that where I've been heartbroken before by teams losing a big game or a big series. I almost can't even explain to you how much this actually hurts me. Even as you mentioned in that just call right there, Soto teasing that going into the weekend. Like, I've been waiting. Even me saying earlier in the year, a couple weeks ago, I'd rather Soto get off to a hot start than the Mets themselves.
Yeah, you did say
which
that.
Which sounds crazy.
I was like, what?
Or even in this series. I wanted to see Soto go nuts in this series, regardless of the result of the series. I got to be honest with you. I'm crushed by this. I am hurt by this. I'm devastated because I feel like Soto doesn't want the Mets as much as, I was going to say, like, us, but whatever. Soto doesn't want the Mets as much as me or maybe other fans wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
At least not yet. We haven't felt that yet. Eventually it could happen. I'm not feeling that from him.
Okay. So, part of me actually wants to feel sorry for you. Follow me here, okay? Because even at the height of your nuttiness, I think you're a great fan. I think you're a good dude, right? And I think people are seeing that more and more. But I also know that if Soto went yard 4 times this weekend, 9 RBIs, Mets win 2 out of 3, Mets broom the Yankees, I know that invariably within the first couple of minutes of the show, I don't know if you would have quite busted out the trumpets and the Cohen music, but there would have been some acknowledgement, and this would have been you spiking the ball on the Yankees, which by extension is spiking the ball on me. So I would like to feel sorry for you, but I don't.
You shouldn't feel sorry for me because you're damn right.
I am waiting
to spike the Soto ball. I've been waiting for months. That's my frustration. I wanted this guy. I want to see him get unleashed with the Mets and have those moments. There would have been nothing sweeter than to see him do it at Yankee Stadium. Clearly, the Yankee fans felt, you know, the exact opposite. Like, they didn't want Soto to do anything against them. They won this one. And Met fans again come up on the short end of the stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to see Soto go off so I could flex on that to you, to other Yankee fans. Yes.
Why is it so important to you? The whole Yankee-Met dynamic.
Honestly, that's a part of it. But it's not even that. It's just that the whole reason why you get a guy like this is so you could flex the muscle. He's Juan freaking Soto.
But I didn't know you then, but you weren't like this with Beltran. This is different.
He's a different animal.
Okay, but why?
Because the postseason. Now, Beltran had the postseason prowess. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I was like, I might not have been this direct about Beltran. I didn't love him as much as I love Soto. My love for Soto dates back. He's killed the Mets as a member of the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it dates back to the postseason run in 2019.
Yeah.
Where, against all odds, against the best
against
of the
Josh
best.
Against Josh Hader, too. Lefty.
He was in that against Kershaw. Just a different level of
animal. There's no doubt about that.
So I saw that. And then, from there, what he did with the Yankees a year ago.
Yeah. You wanted a little piece of that, huh? Want a little taste?
No, I want the whole thing.
Well, I mean, Take what you can get at this point.
I've got nothing.
this point, you got 14 and a half more years, or maybe 4 and a half more years.
My favorite players, whether it's Piazza, Harvey, they fall in line. There's an attitude there.
Yeah.
And Soto has maybe greater confidence than all. I mean, this dude will look at a pitch. I've seen Piazza at his best, Harvey at his best. Okay, great. Soto looks at a pitcher and says, I got you beat. I'm on to you. I know what you're going to do, and there's nothing you could do. I own you, and then delivers. But not this Soto. With the Mets, he has not done that yet.
Well, I mean, listen, in all seriousness, I would take solace in the fact that, you know, I mean, eventually, whether it's the Marlins or the Reds or or the Pirates, he'll give you that moment that you're waiting for. See? He'll deliver it for you.
See?
Yankee fans. Don't think it would hit back?
No, you should. You should. Me? Hey,
he'll have that big weekend for you against the Brewers.
He left us open to this. That's why I can't stand it. BT and Sal on the fail. Let's finish up on the phones here. Mitchell's in Fort Lee. We had a great night Friday night. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, BT. Hi, Sal. How you guys doing? Buddy. Everything
good.
Okay, listen, you know, there's one point no one brought up about the game, because I go to a lot of games, you know, as a season ticket holder, that the security in right field was completely jammed. They had about eight cops there. They had security there and everyone else, because they were afraid that, you know, throw stuff at, you know, at Soto and everything else. And Soto, you know, you watched him out there. He didn't look like he wanted to play. He looked like, you know, he just was just there. You know, even when he threw the ball into the, when he had to go to when the guy was going to score from third base, he threw it there on three bounces. The guy doesn't seem like he has any, he's not happy. He, like Sal says, doesn't seem like he's a happy camper playing, you know, with the Mets right now. And I think maybe he made a mistake. But I know I'm happy we don't have him. Honestly, he hasn't impressed me. He didn't do very much there. And Sal was at the game, and he was like, you know, trying to get a big hit, and then he gets walked three times, and Sal's like, oh, my God, can we get one hit today?
No, I was saying, Mitch, fire up the car. We're getting the hell out of here. I want to go watch the Knick game, and thank you for the call.
Get some wings, Mitch.
Yeah, I was on him.
Watch
I want to sit in the seat a little bit longer. I'm like, dude, let's get it. I can't take it.
How was the seat, by the way? Great. The seat that I passed up. I know you sent me the pictures, but being in it, sick, right?
Dude, Hoff and I were talking about it. We were right in the middle of the action. Like, the whole, because that's the whole point about Soto.
I know.
So we're seeing him interact. We're right there. I'm yelling at Soto, looking at him, flexing my muscle, going, you a beast! You're a beast! Right off, I mean, we were going...
I mean, he was tipping his cap to everybody.
He was giving...
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. It was the It was... The only thing that would have been better is if there was a ball that was played right at that section.
Yeah.
And it was when we decided to get up and get, like, some drink or whatever it was.
Drink.
It was like
a guy, so, in relation, foul pole to right center field,
The red marking on the wall. It's not W.B. Mason. I forget what it is. Webb,
something. It is W.B.
Mason. They got Mason on the right field wall.
But I think they have two. It wasn't the white
It's
marking.
Right near the foul pole.
Yeah, it's like
there's a camera right next to the foul pole. It's about four seats over.
So it was basically to your right. If you're watching home plate, once about 15, 25, 30 feet to your right.
Yeah. And by the way, Judge, you know, we're talking about Soto, but Judge obviously in right field as well. I was telling Hop, is it me or does Judge look a lot closer to us than Soto does? He is just...
He's massive.
I would rather have no seats. And not a great vantage point for a game overall, but for that game, it was...
Yeah, oh my God. I mean, you probably got this sense, but when you're in the stadium, it's very different. When I'm watching this... Now, again, I've got an hour before Knicks start.
Yeah.
So right, I am fired. I already got logs on the fire, already poured a couple drinks. Like, I was ready to roll. And I was I was really dialed into every word from the broadcast. I was very surprised how long it took Juan Soto to go to right field. Did you notice that? The last one out of the duck, like really milking it, really
handed. I did notice that, yes.
I mean, it was a good 35, 40 seconds. I guess it was Coney who said, I've never seen this. Yeah. And I didn't have an issue with it, but if you're going to traipse out there as the star or as the guy, and he was prepared for it, and again, he was classy, you got to bang a few balls over the wall that week. Like, you can't make it all about you at that moment and then get one hit.
Which is not something that I've seen from Soto. Anytime he's been in a big spot, he's delivered. This was the biggest spot that he will be in the regular season this year, and he did not deliver. And not only did he not deliver, he fell way short. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if he had a few hits, already doubled.
I know what you're saying.
He did nothing.
But also, Sal, again, the optics were just not very favorable. I think you're right. I don't, even if he's busting hump, I don't think he gets that blue double by Judge that bangs out of bounds.
Okay,
I don't think, but it didn't look good. The three hopper from shallow right field. Come on, dude. A three hopper, that was not deep center. That was short right. No, it's only 314 to begin with. You were probably 200 feet out. You got to deliver a strike in the catcher's chest and then not run it out to first base when DJ made a nice play to his right, and you know, and then throwing to the wrong base last night. He just looked mentally absent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.